This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're live. It's Sunday, October 8th, 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m. Well, last Sunday I said mass shootings were imminent in America, and it would be used to go after the Second Amendment and American freedoms. And now we've seen the attack take place, and the picture is incredibly clear. We have multiple gunmen. The acoustics are 100% clear. The witnesses a half mile away at other hotels saw people being shot, saw glass, saw shell casings, saw police taking out whoever it was shooting. And you can hear in the first few minutes that there's multiple firearms going off from different distances. There's cab driver footage that we're going to play. Now, why is this so important? Because it tells us the official story is not true. Now, mainstream media makes all these jokes, and that's why they don't have any viewers or listeners. And they say, oh, Jones claims he talks to Navy SEALs. He claims he talks to Delta Force people. He claims he talks to Green Berets. He claims he talked to the hostage rescue team. I don't claim anything. I have laid out the facts, and our history of having whistleblower, top-notch, top-shelf information is sterling. But isn't about how we're right or how we're wrong. It's about the issue. And joining us, Craig Sawyer, doesn't let me talk about what he did in the Navy SEALs. He was a leader in SEAL Team 6, not the commander of the whole SEAL Team 6. He's got shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel. He's very, very highly respected. He's one of the top marksmen in the world. And he says clearly there's overlapping fire. It's not echoes. But we've got video where the cab driver hears on the distance, and it goes on. And then 30 seconds later, bam, 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 right above her because she's at Mandalay. And there's all these other countless videos. I watched just yesterday probably 30 minutes of different people's cell phone footage all over Vegas, downtown Vegas. I mean, it is. At one point you hear, I mean, it's just like three guns going. So I hadn't heard that yet. So it is just crazy. And the media goes, oh, Jones claims he has these people, when I've had some of them on the broadcast. So Craig's joining us in 30 minutes because this is so central and so important, because some can say, well, it's a diversion from the overall story of his Middle Eastern connections. I understand that it's not the central issue, but if you can prove this wrong, you can prove it all wrong. And I understand they're not trying to create a panic here, so that's why they're telling people this. Back in the 70s and stuff, when you had a lot of terror attacks, they wouldn't even hardly report them on the news. That's a tactic if you're not trying to use terror to freak people out and take their rights. Since the 90s and through that, they started using terror to take our rights. Some of it synthetic, some of it manufactured, some of it false flags, a lot of it real. They started hyping it up. But when the old policy was, you don't talk about it, you don't make a big deal about it, and you don't give who did it credit, because that's what they want is credit. And ISIS, a bunch of them, hundreds of them just gave up today. Thousands in the last week. There are only a few cities left in the Middle East. I mean, they have been crushed by our military and Trump cleaning up Obama's mess. So I get you don't want to give them this big victory and just say, well, it's we don't know who did it. But that's not the truth. And we're not running wartime propaganda here in America. And so I was contacted by the hostage rescue team that's given us really good info before, and they said, listen, there's Islamic stuff in here, trips to the Middle East, and there's a bunch of Antifa crud, and they're lying about it. Please get this out. It's come out today. He traveled to the Middle East, not just his girlfriend. and reportedly had a bunch of the paraphernalia. I mean, we told you they're looking at other people. The sheriff's department said that now. And we told you they were looking at radicalization, which was confirmed. Everything we said has been confirmed. Get the rest of the story straight ahead.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to be honest with you. I disagree with what President Trump is doing concerning the Vegas massacre. We know it's Al-Qaeda, ISIS. We know that they're covering it up because they don't want to give ISIS a victory. Right as thousands of ISIS fighters this week, hundreds today, have surrendered in Syria and Iraq, and the last few little pockets of them are now being defeated as President Trump and the U.S. military clean up Obama, NATO, and the globalist mess when they finance that group. So I get why they don't want to give them their victory. When you're countering propaganda, you don't give it any attention. But we cannot sit here and have the Second Amendment blamed. And we cannot sit here and have them cover up what went on, or we become what we were fighting. So I do not agree with what's going on. And we have Craig Sawyer, former team leader in SEAL Team 6, talk show host, ballistics expert, History Channel, Discovery Channel, very well respected. He has TV shows as a ballistics expert on national television. And he said on Tuesday and on Friday, this is clearly multiple firearms being shot. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Let me get into all the other news. But the reason that's important is that part falls apart. The whole narrative falls apart. Let me just give you the stacks of news here I have. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 stacks. Some of these stacks are like 20 stories tall. But let me just give you my frustration, because there's just so much here. North Korea ready to test a new missile capable of hitting U.S. West Coast. Isn't that interesting? Trump says North Korea diplomacy has failed. Only one thing will work. Military action. That's the calm before the storm he was talking about next week. We've also got Iran warns U.S. against imposing further sanctions, threatens war. Report, Trump poised to upend Obama's most important climate regulation that put a tax on U.S. carbon dioxide as a toxic waste, saying U.S. companies could not produce it, even though it's not recognized as a waste or a toxin anywhere else in the world. It's designed to sabotage our economy, and this is Trump just delivering on what he said he would do. The economy has surged to 3.1 growth. It's set to be at 3.9 by the end of the year. That's why the Federal Reserve is set to raise interest rates to stop the growth. That is the civil war in our country. VP Mike Pence leaves Colts game because 49ers players knelt during the anthem when they said they wouldn't. And, of course, I just think this is great because Pence has his First Amendment. So do you. And now we've got the very exciting news that the NFL has lost 31% of its core viewers just this year. And they lost another 20-plus percent in the last couple of years. So they're down 50-plus percent. That's beautiful. They're now the most unpopular, when people are asked about it, most unpopular sport in America, because you're not America's team, you're not America's sport, you're a globalist Hollywood filth production. spewing anti-gun, anti-family trash. And you're another bellwether of the death of the establishment. It is creme de la creme, coup de grace. It is the best. It is delicious. It is the final blow. It just doesn't get better than that, does it? Trump proclaims Columbus Day without Obama's qualms, while Antifa promises violent demonstrations tomorrow. They're always like, oh, it's so racist. The Native Americans were killing each other 24-7 and were cutting people's hearts out and eating them. Karankawas in Texas were eating people, not just the Aztecs. And by the way, folks, I'm part Native American. I'm not putting Native Americans down. It's just they were just as barbarous as anybody you'd ever imagine. And as soon as settlers showed up, they'd say, you're going to help us take over the next tribe. We're going to kill you. They were constantly killing each other and just to lionize them through these angels and, oh, the evil of the West showing up. That's just a way to make you hate yourself. It's just a load of bull for people that actually haven't studied history. So I think that's good. There's a big report coming out here with Catalonia and how Spain is attempting basically martial law to keep that breakaway district under control. But it's not going to work because the more they squeeze, the more people will resist. But here's the really big news for you. Progress, knowingly exposing others to HIV, no longer a felony. It is the same as a parking ticket, the lowest level misdemeanor. So you knowingly give somebody a virus that can cause an autoimmune disease that makes you slowly die over 5 to 10 years. But that's okay. Governor Jerry Brown signed it and talked about equality. Well, it's not evil to have a disease, be it leprosy, HIV, hepatitis, whatever, but it's certainly evil to give it to someone. But they're saying, no, that's okay. And I want to get into the psychology of the insane Democratic Party here, because when HIV goes from lowered numbers like it is to exploding in the next 5 years, in a few years we're still here as a planet, don't have nuclear war, I will go back to this show and say, here I am in 2017 saying within 3 to 5 years, California will have a 200% increase in HIV. And they will also complain and say, we need single payer, we need social health care. The reason we have HIV is because we don't have free health care. No, the reason you have HIV is because it is a culture now in the gay community that I first read about 20 years ago in Rolling Stone, to give other people HIV. It's truly nihilistic. So here's the article. Progress, LA Times. Knowingly exposing others to HIV, no longer a felony in California. It's the same thing as a parking ticket. So it's essentially legalized. And here's the LA Times. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill Friday that lowers from a felony to misdemeanor the crime of knowingly exposing a sexual partner to HIV without disclosing the infection. How about hepatitis? How about everything else? The measure also applies to those who give blood without telling blood bank they're HIV positive. Oh, wow. Don't tell the blood bank you're HIV positive. See, this is a religion. This is Satanism, folks. Because if they can get away with this, they can get with anything. This is totally insane. Remember the Clintons for over a decade knew that all the blood coming out of their prisons was infected with HIV and hepatitis? All of it. Because they would mix it together. And they would sell it into Canada and say it was all clean. And then Bayer would buy it, turn it into Factor 8. And Bayer knew it all had HIV in it. And they still shipped it out as population reduction. It's in the documents. So this takes bug chasing to a whole new level. This isn't two guys getting together in a bar bathroom or wherever. Okay, this is children, hemophiliacs getting it, and there's a religion. This is mainstream news of giving people HIV and then AIDS, of killing them, and then of wanting to get killed. But see, that's not enough of a thrill. It's more of a sacrament for Jerry Brown to destroy the entire blood industry, to destroy it even further, and then let the entire U.S. blood supply be tainted again. But it's okay. It's like it's okay to teach five-year-olds, you know, that they're not really a man or not really a woman, that they're really something else in school. Pedophilia being normalized by mainstream news, by the New York Times, by Salon. It's all about how far can they push you? What can they get away with? So I'm going to read this again from the LA Times. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill Friday that lowers from a felony to a misdemeanor the crime of knowingly exposing a sexual partner to HIV without disclosing the infection. The measure also applies to those who give blood without telling the blood bank they're HIV positive. So you can go in, give them the blood, it infects the entire system, and you kill a bunch of people, but it's liberal, so it's like, well, it's liberal. See, oh my gosh. No, it's a satanic ritual. And that's what bug chasers say. They say how wonderful it is when they first get the AIDS and you know, first have the fever, and then now they're gods. They call it being a god, like Meryl Streep, when she's not promoting pedophilia, you know, standing ovations for Roman Polanski, says that Weinstein's a god. You understand? And let me just give you a few of the articles to back this up briefly. And CNN reports it like it's a good deal. California hepatitis, an outbreak on the verge of statewide epidemic. Again, most of it sexually transmitted and illegals coming in, but that's okay. They'll blame it on folks that aren't vaccinated. Man intentionally poked holes in condoms to inflict grinder hookups with HIV. Well, hell, that's a good thing in California. I mean, you're not going to get caught anyways. It's a parking ticket now. But what's wrong with that? New York. Don't indict him. Bug chasers, gay men in the intentional pursuit of HIV. A narrative analysis. Read all the mainstream news. Bug chasing on Wikipedia. Read all about it. Oh, but there's nothing satanic. There's nothing evil. And they'll probably say, Jones hates gay people and says that they want to give you AIDS. No, I said the governor signed a bill where they can do it and go give blood and kill a bunch of people. That's what you did. So go ahead and defend it, Media Matters.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If you live in the United States or Canada, California is the biggest state for overall blood donations, and the blood is then mixed and processed at central locations across the country. So you, if you live in New York or you live in Florida or Texas or Oklahoma or Illinois, you will be getting HIV and hepatitis blood now from California because they've legalized, as of Friday, giving blood if you have HIV, because we don't want to be politically incorrect and have a stigma. I'm not kidding. And so they're also saying you can intentionally give it to someone without telling them, and that it's the equivalent of a parking ticket, a $50 fine. No, I'm not kidding. That's in the L.A. Times, ladies and gentlemen. They are very, very proud of this. Now, this was first called bug chasing back in the 90s. Rolling Stone, the San Francisco Chronicle, reported on bug chasers, gay men, and the intentional pursuit of HIV, a narrative analysis. Now, if you want to commit suicide, and you're mentally ill, and you want to get a horrible long-term disease that takes a decade to kill you, that's your issue. But if you want to then make everyone else accept it because misery loves company, that is pure evil, ladies and gentlemen. And it shows the mindset of Hollywood and the people that are involved in this is that they want to infect society with their culture of death. They want to sexualize your children, whether it be heterosexual, homosexual, it's all pedophilia, with Salon and the New York Times promoting it. I mean, Weinstein, harassing all these women is wrong and is bad, but it's the tip of the proverbial iceberg. And if you understand all this, you understand the mindset of what they want to do to fly over country. California has set incredible precedents, saying that they'll give your kids vaccines even if you don't want to. And if you try to homeschool your kid, they'll take them away from you. I mean, it is a true authoritarian utopia, and you're seeing the mindset, the worldview of the authoritarians and what they want to do to you. So let that sink in. They want to see how far they can go as deviants. And let me tell you, it doesn't get more deviant than wanting to knowingly give blood when you've got HIV so other people get it. I mean, that is pure evil. But see, now being liberal means, oh, you can't have a mother and father on your elementary school entrance form. That someone may not have that. And see, if you don't have HIV, if you're not dying, if you don't know what it's like, well, you're going to find out. And now the precedent will be, well, if I have hepatitis, can I give it to you? Oh, if I have leprosy, can I give it to you? And now you understand why these folks want to run your life. They are evil. This is what they're into. This is what they do. And the good news is they know they're dying. The globalists, their system, they know it's falling apart. And they're not content enough to sexualize the children. They're not enough, intent enough to bully the gay community through their liberal propaganda they've got control of, and they're strangling and murdering and killing and trying to suck the life out of. They want every community. So the media will spend this on attacking gay people. That's not what I'm doing. That's the mental illness here. Oh, let us sexualize your kids, or you don't like transsexuals. They use all these groups as a foil, as a shill to get political control. And it's pure abject evil. Again, I'm going to say this again for everybody that just tuned in. California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill that the L.A. Times with a straight face reports is loving and liberal, and that lets you knowingly infect people with HIV and lets you knowingly go give blood when you know you have it. That's like driving down the road randomly past some station wagon or minivan and randomly shooting bullets into it, not knowing if one will hit or not. I mean, that is the exact same thing. If you've got a virus you know kills people, and you're going to go give blood and not tell them. Good God. This is just total cultural sabotage. And it's what all the NFL kneeling's about. And it's the globalists realizing their system's coming down, so they want to dynamite the entire civilization. They want to bring it down. And remember, the Clintons have that history. Look up the Clinton blood scandal, where they were the one state that wouldn't test the prisoners and would certify they'd been tested and would ship out the blood and would knowingly contaminate it, and over 100,000 hemophiliacs died from getting HIV and hepatitis. Good Lord. The abject, total, and complete evil. I had the doctor on who was working in the prisons who reported it. The day after he was on, his offices were firebombed in Little Rock. The same night, the Hemophiliac Society in Canada was also attacked, and their files stolen and computers stolen. Yeah, that's the kind of sources we have. It's the kind of news we break here. Just like we told you, they were looking at other people involved in the mass shooting in Nevada, in Vegas. Just like we told you, they were looking and Middle Eastern radicalization, that's now all come out. Just like we told you, the hostage rescue team sources said that there was this Islamic paraphernalia and Antifa paraphernalia and him traveling the Middle East. What's in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen, is the funding for these type of operations for people that will carry this out. You know, ISIS has been targeting Westerners because they can do this and not be as easily noticed. And here is CNN. Las Vegas shooter took 20 cruises, many of them to the Middle East. And that's all coming up in the next segment with Craig Sawyer, former leader with SEAL Team 6. And he didn't like me saying that, but it's true. And you know, the point is that he hosts major TV shows on ballistics. He's one of the top ballistics experts in the world. He's the main guy on History Channel and Discovery Channel shows like Top Shots. And he works with Hollywood. He's taking a big risk to his career, what he does coming on the show. And he's telling you that there's clearly two shooters going on. And I've talked to other Navy SEALs. I've talked to Army people, high level, the best soldiers out there. And they say 100% there's at least two shooters, probably three, in the first 2.5 minutes. So that's all coming up in the next segment. Briefly, we are listener supported. You hear the network ads, you hear the local ads. Very important to support the network sponsors and to support your local station sponsors. But if you want to support InfoWars itself and this crew and this building and the facilities and the satellites, all the things we're doing and our massive expansion in the face of the globalists, putting on, you know, every bit of sail we can in the fight. That's an old, you know, nautical saying, of putting on as many sails as you can on your sailing ship to go as fast as possible. We need your financial support. We make it easy. We have amazing, high-quality products at extremely low prices that really, really give you a good bang for your buck, like our wonderful nootropic. We just took all the top brain pills, all the top things that are out there that are known to be safe and healthy and good for you, and combined them together in one formula made by a top manufacturer organically in the U.S. I've never offered 50% off. It's been sold out for months, but I want people on the fence to try it and our regular Patriot fans to try it. It's 50% off the regular price. We don't raise the price and then lower it, you know, and then say, oh, it's 50% off. It's 50% off the regular price. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And our big sale on the bone broth, turmeric, chaga mushroom, and more concentrate that's just such a game changer. Caveman is about to end. That's 50% off at InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. 10% off additional when you sign up for AutoShip. Please commit to fund our operation.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years,
years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Craig Solomon Sawyer has hosted, what is it, at least five different shows on national television. He's the main expert shooter on Top Shots. And he's one of the top advisors to Hollywood Films. So he's a top ballistics guy. And, you know, he's risking a lot in the last few years getting really political for the Republic and coming out and speaking out against Hollywood, the globalist, the whole New World Order. And the reason I wanted to get him back on today is they've had the Washington Post, the New York Times, and literally hundreds of other publications come out and say, Jones says he has all these military sources that say they clearly hear multiple shots. He's making it up. Even though I've had Craig on as an expert, and I've had other military people on, and I've also talked to people that are in Delta Force, Green Beret, Army, other Navy SEALs, you name it. Some of them have been on the show before, but some of them are involved in this investigation, so they can't come on now. Craig isn't. He's also a federal officer, Air Marshal. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio, and I don't normally go over the whole bio, but the media plays these games. They go, Jones claims he has sources inside the hostage rescue team that say they found Islamic and Antifa paraphernalia. No, they called me and texted me Monday. The same folks told our reporters, you better get out of Oregon. It's about, the shooting's about to start, and 2 days later it happened. Our people got out. I mean, these are really good people who were on the ground and sources. And but Craig's willing to come on and talk about it. Former team leader in SEAL Team 6, must be clear, didn't command SEAL Team 6. And he doesn't even want to say that. But the point is, we have to say some of the bona fides, some of the curriculum vitae, so people know who we're talking to. This is the guy with the big Discovery Channel show and the History Channel shows. You know, Top Shots. You know, he's a top ballistics expert. He's saying he hears two different groups shooting. But after he said that on Tuesday, we have footage of cab drivers where you're clear on echo. 45 seconds later, bam, 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 at man delay above him. That's what people report down the road, of shell casings and guys shot by the police. So the police are being told not to say what happened, I guess not to create panic, and they don't want to give ISIS a victory, and I get that's the old policy until the 90s is don't talk about terrorism. You can't let them do this then and use it against the Second Amendment. Plus, I'm not under martial law, so I want the truth to come out. Now, Craig's got sources. He won't even get into them with me, but he said, yeah, you're in the right direction. But I have my other sources, and they're like, dead on, this guy was ISIS. He was getting money for his gambling, millions a year. They were trying to recruit Westerners, they said 2 years ago. He pledged allegiance 6 months ago. The White House has the video. We have that from White House sources, and I got to say, I love the president. I like the president, and he's. But I think this is wrong. But regardless, there are multiple shooters. Why is that important? We're going to go over some of the acoustics evidence in a minute because it shows the whole story is not true. Sawman, what do you think about the situation now? In hindsight, as we get more distance on this, and as more comes out.
Well, Alex, I always look at the big picture. When everyone gets confused and starts agonizing over the small details, I take a couple steps back and scan the horizon, if you will, and consider what the big picture may be. Who benefits from these mass shootings? Why do they keep happening? Why are they always liberal Democrats that do the shooting? Why are they always on psychotropic drugs? And why are those facts always ignored by the radicals on the left and the mainstream news media? Why is it always just about the gun control narrative immediately and ferociously? So I scratched my head. I'm like, okay, somebody benefits from this. And it certainly wasn't the shooter in this case. We can see if he was even, in fact, the shooter at all. Either they smoked him, you know, after he shot everybody up, or he didn't even get to do that before they smoked him. So this case stinks to high heavens. There are a lot of things that don't match up with what the public's being told. I think one of the main things is those security cam, the footage from the security cameras around Mandalay Bay. They're everywhere. You're not going to go anywhere in that hotel without being captured. So I understand, as a federal criminal investigator, protecting the case and safeguarding that forensic evidence for the prosecutions that may and hopefully are coming. But at some point, those pieces of footage will be released to the public unless there's a big government cover-up. If there's a big government cover-up, those pieces of footage will go away. Nobody will ever see or hear from them. Bye-bye. And that's one of the things that's going to take time for me, is just sit and watch and go, okay, are we ever going to get footage of that guy and anyone else going in and out of that hotel room, or is it going to be buried forever, or is it already even destroyed?
Well, sure. I mean, I got the call from the HRT and then the text saying, go ahead and talk about it now. That's real, and we've proven all our sources. But I know you've got a lot of sources, and you're very frustrated. You're actually sitting here. You've talked to some of the investigators. We can't get into that. And you know a lot more than you can say, and is it frustrating to just have to sit here and watch the mainstream narrative?
Well, it is. Again, we want to safeguard the investigation, but we don't want the American people disarmed to the delight of our enemies, to the glee of our globalist enemies who are after that as one of their main objectives. They need primarily two things. They need us divided, and they need us disarmed for them to have the level of tyrannical control that they're after. If you, shame on any American citizen by now that's not still is not educated on Cloward Piven and how that strategy is utilized to break our economy. We were suffering under it in the last 8 years. It's one of the things that's got them so upset about Trump. Our economy is recovering, and he's going to ensure that we stop squandering.
And it is, and now they're going to raise interest rates, admittedly trying to kill it. They said we can never get to 3%. It's 3.1. We're going to go to break and come back and play some of these acoustics and play some of the video from cab drivers and others. It's totally clear, and I'm not a former Navy SEAL Team 6 leader and Marine previously and History Channel shooting expert like you are, but I can hear pop, 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 well, and then 45 seconds later, it's on an echo, bam, 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 right on top of it. I mean, we're going to play that coming up. This is ridiculously obvious, is it not?
It is. Now, I will give this caveat out there. It's very important to be accurate. Echoes are very confusing, and hearing anything through a microphone is confusing. One of my best friends is probably the foremost authority on not terminal wound ballistics, but the acoustics of these big cases. And he goes through, he's got all these huge computer programs, he analyzes everything. But having said all that, and acknowledging that it is confusing after the fact to listen to a series of gunshots with the echoes, I will say this, some things are beyond, it's apparent anyway, even though you're listening to the echoes, and even though you're listening it after the fact through a microphone, that just does change that acoustic signature, it is still apparent that there's more than one shooter. So one of the key points you brought up, I think, very accurately, is you hear something very muffled, very far away, and then all of a sudden, shortly thereafter, it's very loud, very distinct. That's a far engagement and then a close engagement. So unless somebody's got a time machine, there's no other way to
Well, sure, and even at miles away, an echo would be a second apart. This is 30, 40 seconds before, pop, 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 and then she's at Mandalay Bay, the taxi driver, and it's right above her. I mean, he's right there shooting out of the window.
Yeah. And even let's just speculate. Let's say if the first string of fire were fired through a suppressor, it would not sound that way. It sounds distinctly different.
You're right.
Even though it would sound muffled, the sound is not the same type.
Have they said there were suppressors, though? But I would agree. The only way it's not is this is a suppressor.
Yeah. Nobody said that I've heard, Alex, and it does not sound that way to me. I was just playing devil's advocate, even if it were. It would not sound the way that it does.
Well, by the way, I mean, I've talked to a lot of guys that have been, a few of them at your level of expertise, there's not many, they say it's absolutely clear.
I feel confident that we're hearing more than one shooter. And that paints a bigger picture. So the official narrative is going to have to change.
All right, let's talk about the actual acoustics when we come back and play some of these tapes. And then what is the narrative? Well, just like Colonel Schaefer said, CIA, you name it, the target's the motive. The motive's the target. I mean, just like Craig Sawyer was just saying, technicalinsider.com is his website, vetsforchildrescue.org. Stay with us.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Langdon is a well-known, we checked her profile, taxi driver for decades in Las Vegas. And I've watched dozens of these. It's not just her. It's people a mile away at other hotels saying, yeah, there's glass everywhere, shell casings. They shot these men. And then the police jumped on top of us and told us to get out of there. And everybody's like huddling. And they're shooting footage inside the hotel saying the police just made us shelter in place in here. I mean, there's just hours of this. And these are real people. This isn't made up. And I've talked to the police here in Austin sometimes. They'll have a shooting on 2nd Street that's the elite area, and they'll later say it happened out on 11th Street. And look, I know they don't want to panic people, but it's just incredible. Craig Sawyer is our guest, a former high-level operator with the Navy SEALs, hosts History and Discovery Channel television shows like Top Shot, one of the top ballistics experts out there. tacticalinsider.com. He's also doing vetsforchildrescue.org and really doing a great job with documentaries that are coming out soon on that front. But we're not going to talk about that and let the bad guys know when Craig's about to be showing up at their doorstep here. So before I go any further, let's just get into any other points you'd like to make before I play this video, Craig.
Well, as far as the bona fides go, moving forward on the ballistics, Alex, I'm a ballistics expert for capital murder cases, so I testify on hardcore big time cases with that. So that's even more than the television credentials. I'd lean on that a little bit to paint the picture, and that's why I'm hesitant to say absolutely this or that until I've gone through personally the forensic evidence. During the break, I talked to a friend of mine that does the audio. And he's the same way, you know, he said, Craig, until I have the chance and pull off of some of these other cases and go through, and analyze it, I don't want to say absolutely this or that. So that's, a little bit of why I hesitate on things, Alec. It's not that I don't feel confident, but it's.
No, I understand. You are a professional guy that does this in federal court cases. You're a federal officer, former Navy SEAL. I totally respect that. Look, I'm no acoustics guy. I know, pop, 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 and 45 seconds later, boom, 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 you know, 50 times louder, something's going on. It's what other people reported. It's what you hear. And then, of course, we have the police. What do you make of the police first saying, no, we think there could be multiple people. In fact, we know there must be, and we're looking at radicalization. They don't say radicalization unless they're looking at radicalization. Isn't that generally code word for Islamic?
Well, not necessarily just Islamic anymore. I mean, there are so many people being spun up by George Soros and others.
But it tends to have a leftist leaning. They call right-wingers extremists. Right-wingers are called extremists. Islamists or radical leftists are called radicalized.
Right. Absolutely. You're 100% correct on that, Alex. Look, you don't see people radicalized from the conservative right going off on mass murder binges. That's just not part of their core values and what they're up to. Even if they're some sort of weird Nazi, you know, KKK guys or something like that, there's such a small number of those people anymore because we've all disavowed that as a nation and all find it repugnant.
So, but we got the left massively hyping Civil War October 1st to peak November 4th. I mean, how obvious is this? Look at the target.
All of the rhetoric and the encouragement for violence is coming from the left. So we've got a cultural problem in this country right now, Alex, and we've got big time political figures that somebody refuses to prosecute, that are inciting violence and encouraging them to start a civil war, and yet they are not arrested and put away. I ask myself, had George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Obama, and others been prosecuted when they could have and should have, would we even be here right now? Would we even be getting spinning up for a civil war? Or would it have been put to bed like it should have and could have? So I'm frustrated. I still encourage Jeff Sessions to step up and drop the hammer on these crooks because they are inciting it right before our eyes, and yet nothing happens. So it's for a peaceful citizen to watch this just play out before us like a slow motion punch for a drunk guy. You're like, hey, dude, here it comes. I mean, you're quit mouthing off. This guy's going to clock you. You're sitting back and watching. It'll go, you know, here it comes. And then finally, boom, I feel like that guy. I'm watching my country. I'm like, here this comes. This is so stupid. We could totally avoid this. Prosecute George Soros, prosecute Hillary Clinton, prosecute those that are calling for this violence and put an end to it. Send a message, get some control and return to a peace and order. Yet nobody will do it. And here we go.
You're right. And I mean, it's crazy. They say hashtag hunt Republicans. Top Democrat strategists go on Fox News and say, we need to kill more Republicans. And then cops get shot in Louisiana and Texas. I've got the clip. CNN says, well, cops need to reform themselves. Like, they deserve to die. It's like, what planet is this?
This is surreal. I'm sitting here scratching my head every day going, where are the arrests? Where is the intervention for the peaceful, law-abiding public? Where are our representatives? Where is our protection? You know, a lot of ticked off patriots are arming to the teeth going, okay, well, if, you know, nobody's going to give peace a chance, well, you know, God help them if they come my way.
And so, I think that's what all my sources, and I haven't asked you, this is one of my sources, they think that they're trying to trigger the patriots into a violent confrontation because they know we're winning peacefully, intellectually. They want to trigger the confrontation that somehow that they think they're going to win that.
Well, they're becoming more desperate. The more they lose to Donald Trump, the further they get down their list of contingencies of plans that they can try to execute to try to thwart this administration's agenda, which is to make America great again.
Or just so, sabotaging America, as you said at the start of the interview, literally a 3.1% growth rate. They said we'd never have that again. They're trying to stop it all with blocking tax cuts. Did you hear California just legalized giving people HIV knowingly and also giving blood knowing you have, it's now a misdemeanor, like the lowest level parking ticket. If that is an example of scorched earth, dynamite everything, burn it all down, this is cloud cuckoo land.
Well, we're going off the rails on this crazy train, Alex. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's heartbreaking because the damage is real, but it's laughable in just how ridiculous and unacceptable and irrational all of this is from the radical left.
They're completely mentally ill.
In charge of anything, and why on God's green earth do we allow them to continue for even one more day?
Craig, I want to play this clip. Again, this is a local taxi driver. I already mentioned her name earlier. When it all starts, the first few minutes, that's what all my experts, you included, say. First 2 minutes or so, you hear multiple firing. We know somebody first was shooting the fuel tanks, and then it stops. There's only shots coming out of the hotel. So this is at Mandalay Bay, right below where he's shooting. Here it is.
Sounds like it's coming from farther away.
She's not even an acoustics person. She knows that. Barely here, like a mile away. Now here comes, this is unedited, here comes the big shots right where she's at. Well, he's right above. So loud it's drowning out the microphone. That's the sound of a mic maxed out. And it just goes on and on a few more times. And it's not like a second later it's an echo. No, it is. I mean, Craig, what do you make of that?
Well, it's a lot more radical increase in volume than you would experience just going around a corner. Let's say the first string of fire, the cab driver was behind a wall, and then she drove around the wall, and the sound then became louder. This sounds to me like a much greater increase in volume than just that would present.
And it looks like the new shots begin, though, before she's even gotten behind the new wall. Because I thought that, too. Oh, maybe she moved. But you watch it. It starts, and then she's moving. And then it gets even louder as she goes around under because he's right up above her.
Well, she was the first-hand witness on the ground. And like you said earlier, common sense prevails. I mean, we understand whether a sound is coming from close or far away, and she even said it. Oh, it sounds like it's really far away at first. So I was.
It's like when you're deer hunting and you just hear like a. You're like, well, it's like a mile away. You can barely hear it.
Yeah, yeah. And this was gave the same effect. So I think it's pretty clear. It sounds pretty clear, man.
So there is a cover up going on, and the sheriff's department's sending signals, but they're being told. Obviously don't, for whatever reason. We're going to do 5 more minutes with Craig Sawyer of TechnicalInsider.com, and then we'll having one of the stars of Eyes Wide Shut on getting into the Satanism in the film and what's really behind that. I personally have interviewed Vivian Kubrick, the only interview.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.